actions aren't done, actually. Let me say this also. That's Kimber. Kimber was super excited. No, let me introduce you to the reason that we're here. There's a man who once lived, and you guys all know who he is, and you know why we've come together tonight. It's to worship Jesus. The truth is, there's an amazing amount of swirling stuff going on right now about Jesus. And currently, I'm actually taking a class. Some of you may be surprised to know that I don't have a doctorate degree or anything like that. I'm actually trained as a school teacher, and I just love Jesus, and I love young people, so it was a natural thing for me to become a youth pastor. But I'm currently taking classes right now on the internet. I'm taking classes to become more, I don't know, officially ordained ministry stuff. So I don't know if ministry is a word. Anybody know? Is ministry a word? Okay, perfect. So I'm going to become more ministry, whatever that means. But in this class that I'm taking right now, I'm taking a class on Christian history. And so I've been learning about stuff that happened 250 AD. So everybody yawn congruently. 250 AD. So I've been reading all kinds of stuff in this book at 250 AD. This happened and that happened. And you may have heard of the Roman Empire. They had a little power at the time. In fact, they kind of owned it all, at least just in terms of the Western world. And Christianity was birthed in that. And they, shortly after Jesus died, you know, a couple hundred years in terms of grand scale, that's shortly, they were having these great debates about Jesus and whether he really was God and really was man and how that all fit together. And so these debates are kind of interesting. But here's the thing. From then until now, nobody's ever questioned his existence. Everyone has universally agreed Jesus really did exist. So the only question left really is Jesus who he said he was? If Jesus is who he says he is, then Jesus is God. And if you don't give your heart to Jesus, then you're just a fool. But if Jesus isn't who he said he is, then that makes Jesus the biggest liar in the history of the world. Total con man. He's one or the other. He's not both. So it's up to us to figure out which thing he is. He's either total, absolute, worthless, horrible, awful deceiver that ever lived. Or he's God, and he came to save us. Those are our choices. That's it. That's all you've got. We know for sure he did exist. We know for sure that he was alive. We know for sure he did live around the Jerusalem area. He moved about a little bit, but he lived around there. We know for sure that our calendar is based on the fact that he was born and died. Our calendar is based on that. There's no debating it. There's no wondering. We also know for sure that either this myth that he perpetrated 2,000 years ago, this horrible set of lies that he instilled in these people, either that or the truth of the matter, one or the other, whichever thing it is, has existed for 2,000 years. There aren't a lot of things that have existed for 2,000 years. There aren't even trees that have existed for 2,000 years. Trees are old. So either he sold the best con in the history of the world, or he's the risen Savior that we should all worship. And anybody who says anything else about Jesus doesn't really understand who Jesus said he was. You see, Gandhi, raise your hand if you heard of Gandhi. I'm just kidding. That smells bad. Whew. Gandhi, sorry, I'm moving a little fast. I haven't preached in a long time, excited. Gandhi said, I don't know if Jesus was who he says he is, but the stuff that he said, yeah, it was good stuff. Okay, That's cool. I appreciate that you think his teachings were good. Did you know he claimed to be God? Doesn't that bother you a little bit? Not only did he say he was God, like, he jumped up and down and said he was God. He didn't just, like, mention it to his buddy, hey, did you know I was God? No, that's not what he did. Like, he said he was God over and over and over and over and over and over and over. So if I were there in front of Gandhi, I'd be like, dude, you did some good stuff. Got to give you props. Nobody says that anymore, right? Sorry. I'm dated. I'm old. I'll get over it. So go to Gandhi and say, I get that you appreciate Jesus' teaching, but doesn't the fact that he claimed to be God bug you at all? Doesn't the fact that he said, I am the way, the truth, the life, and if anyone comes to God the Father, they must come through me? Doesn't that bug you? He basically said, if you're doing it any other way, you're wrong. He said that. That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. So Gandhi, I appreciate that you're humanitarian and that you're full of love and compassion. I get that. I think that's wonderful. But either Jesus was a lunatic or he is your Lord. And you have to make a decision about that. You have to get to the bottom of that. We know for sure he existed. Nobody denies that. Nobody with a brain in their head who's ever studied history will ever say Jesus never existed. Because we know. It's so well documented in so many sources, right? We know it's in here all over the place, right? And you can either choose to believe the Bible is true or not. That's your choice. But you also know that Jesus' name appears in historical documents all over the place. Everywhere from India all the way to England. Historical documents all over the place record Jesus. Record that he was really a man. Record that he really did have a big following. There's a record of it. If you believe that Plato was a real person, you believe in Alexander the Great. You believe in Ronald Reagan, who was probably gone before some of you were alive. Right? Never mind, that's not funny. I'm going to quit being funny forever. So, what I want to talk about tonight just a little bit is who Jesus is. And it's going to be a brief message. I'm going to be done in 12 minutes. It's like world record Pastor Chris pace. 12 minutes. But I want you to know that what I have to say tonight may change your life. Whether you've known Jesus from the time you were this big, or whether you don't have a relationship with Jesus right now, either case, it may change your life. Because if you've known him forever, it may put new stuff in your heart that you may be able to share with somebody else. And it's worth hearing. And if you don't know who Jesus is right now, but you're thinking, wow, that's hard to argue with. Jesus really existed, and he really did say he was God. So now I have to make a decision if he was a lunatic or if he really is God. He's one or the other. I'm going to share some things with you tonight. I want to talk about what Jesus said about himself. And tonight, we're going to talk about what Jesus said about himself. And then in the future weeks, the coming weeks, we're going to talk about what Jesus said Christians ought to look like. So if you make a decision, Jesus really is God, you got to come back and find out, and this is what he says about me. You got to come back and hear that. Do me that favor. So the first thing that Jesus said was in John chapter 6, he said he came from heaven. So pretty much from the time we're like this tall, we know who comes from heaven. It's not very complicated, right? Either you're God and you came from heaven, or you're an angel and you have wings and a harp and you're cute and you play love songs. Wow, tough crowd. Nothing? Did you... I, immediately left. Two? By the way, I'm an interactive kind of speaker. I don't know if you knew this. For some of you, you knew this. For some of you that you didn't. The building we're in right now is called a building. Everybody wants to call it a church. I know Kimmy's shocked. It's called a building. You're inside of a building. I don't know if you knew that. You're in a building. And the group of people that gathers together in this particular building is called the church. So whether you have trusted Jesus with your heart or not, you're in a church. That's just where you are. It's okay. It'll be all right. But let me say this. A quiet church is a dead church. That's what I think. A quiet church is a dead church. So you can interact. You can say hallelujah. Or if you don't speak, you know, like ancient Hebrew, you can just say, yeah, that's cool. Either way, whatever you want. It's all good. Here we go. Jesus said he came from heaven. Glory. All right, so either Jesus came as God from heaven, or Jesus came as an angel from heaven, but he said he was God also. Okay, next thing. He also said he's always been alive. That's what Jesus said. I've always been alive. He said it with different words, but he said, I've always been. How many of you guys were born after 1980? Mm-hmm. You've existed since 1995 or whatever it is. 1989 or 1990 or whatever it is. You were born. You didn't exist before that. I was born in 1973. Oh my goodness. Whew. 1973. I was born in 19. I didn't exist before that. Some people like to say, well, I was a twinkle in my daddy's eye. Oh, shut up. You didn't exist. Okay, so before that, you didn't exist. And everyone has a birthday. All the way back to Adam and Eve, if you believe the biblical account, if you believe that this is true, then man hasn't always existed. There was a time when man did not exist. There was not man always. If you believe this account, then the same is true about the earth. It has not always existed. The same is true about angels. They have not always existed. They were created. There's only one thing that's always existed. One person. And he is God. He is God. So Jesus said, I've always existed. That's how one of the ways he said he was God. He also said he's never sinned. He's never sinned. In fact, he was in the midst of a crowd and they were getting really mad at him because he kept saying things like, I'm God. And it really bothered them a little bit. So they started to pick up stones, because the tradition was, if somebody was like once over the loony bin, instead of putting them in a straitjacket and slapping them in a padded room, they did actually quite the opposite. They would just pick up rocks, throw them at the person's head until they quit breathing. It's a different kind of stoning than what we're used to. So Jesus kept saying things like, I'm the only way to heaven. And the people were getting a little irritated, like, you are nuts. And you're going against our God by saying, I'm the only way to heaven. So they started picking up rocks. They started picking up rocks to throw at his head so that he would quit breathing. That was the intent of the group around him. And he said this, for which of my sins do you go to persecute me? Do you go to throw rocks at me? And they're like, dang it. Did you guys know that Jesus had siblings? He had little brothers and sisters. Poor little siblings. I'm just saying, can you imagine? Mom, I'm in a fight with Jesus. Well, you're wrong. Bummer. So, that's the only joke I've told that people have actually laughed at. Thank you, Lord. So, he said a bunch of stuff and it irritated people. It irritated people all the time. It bugged people. He also said he was one with the Father. What? People get really mad. He said, I'm one with the Father. And this is the translation, because the Father has always existed because the Father is God. And that's what they all believed. So he was saying, I'm one with the Father. And they're going, so, are you saying you're God? And he'd be like, yeah. This is where he really crossed the line, because Jesus said, I can forgive sins. Now, there are some universal human properties that we all share. If you ask almost anybody that you know, and you can trust them to be honest, and you say, is the world getting better or worse? Most people say it's getting worse. Like the world is going into some kind of decline. I mean, sure, we've got technology, like forever awesome technology. And that will continue to increase. We know it will. I mean, even though Steve Jobs resigned, we know Apple will go on. You guys can all take a deep breath. I know. Apple will go on. You guys don't even know who Steve Jobs is. Don't lie to me. So technology will continue to increase, but there's also this sense of depravity. There's also this sense of sin in the world, and it seems to be getting worse, and most people agree about that. People also agree, just as a general rule, if you ask people, do you do things that are wrong? Psh. I mean, only the very, very, very crazy people will try to convince you they've never done anything wrong. Because usually you can remember something that they've done wrong in like the last half hour. Like, shut up. You kicked me 2 days ago. It still hurts. Give me that nonsense. You stole my iPod and hid it under, you know, whatever. And whatever. You guys get the idea. So Jesus didn't just say he was God. He said, I can forgive sins. Did you guys know that there are internet sites that are devoted to writing your sins? People want to be clean. They do. There's this internal desire. We want to be clean. All of us do. It's hard to admit that one, especially if you're at all macho. You're like, dude, shut up. I don't want to talk about it. But we do. We have a desire. We want to be clean. And we know we do the things that are wrong. And we know we want to be clean. And some people think you can get clean by confessing to a person, or you can get clean by writing all your sins down on some list somewhere and burning it. Or some people think if you write on these internet sites, you can feel clean. And confessing your sin is good for you, and it will help, but only God forgives. I mean, there are sins that we've committed, each one of us, that nobody knows about. It's just between me and God. He's the only one that I sinned against. And he's the only one that can forgive. And Jesus said, I forgive sins. He said, I forgive sins. He also said he could raise people from the dead. Now, there's two kinds of life here, okay? There's flesh and blood life, and there's eternal life. And Jesus has the power over both. He has the power over both. In fact, he didn't want that one just to lie there, because he said, I can raise people from the dead. And I don't know if you've ever had a friend who made like this ridiculous claim. Have you ever had a friend that made a ridiculous claim like, I can totally make it from half court? Here's the ball, dude. Shoot. And then you just stand there and you watch them make a fool of themselves. Have you ever had people, seen people, watch people? Dude, I can do this trick with my skateboard. Okay, grab it and show me. I'll believe it when I see it. Well, so, you know, we're all kind of like that. And so they were kind of like that back then too. And so what Jesus did is he went ahead and raised three people from the dead. just as a demonstration. Just in case you're wondering if I can really do this, watch. That person used to be dead, now they're alive. What now? He didn't just do it once, he actually did it three separate times. Just in case you were wondering, guys, I have power over life and death. All of a sudden, that lunatic or Lord thing is starting to become more clear to people. Like, it's one thing to say you're God, and then, you know, they put the straitjacket on you, and they put you in the padded room, because that's where God lives. He lives in this nice, soft room. Go, okay, we'll give you your meals later. Make sure he gets his medicine. So, but, you know, that's when people say I'm God, that's where they put them. We put them in padded rooms for good reason. Because people who say they are God are crazy. They're nuts. But Jesus kept saying it. And then he did little things like raising people from the dead. Tiny miracles. Feeding 5,000 people with a sack lunch. Tiny little things like walking on water. Just the little stuff kind of tilts the balance a little in God's favor. Like, Jesus, he didn't just say he was God. He showed he was God. He showed he was God when he raised people from the dead. But then he said things that nobody wanted to hear. He said, I'm God, and if you want to get to heaven, this is the only way to do it. You have to go through me. If you want eternity in perfection, come to me. I'll forgive you of your sins. I will cleanse you. I will restore you. I will make you new. I was going to play a video. I don't have time to play it. But in the video, there's a preacher who just wails. I mean, he's fantastic. And he reminds us of who Jesus is. Jesus has a lot of names, but ultimately, Jesus said this, I am God. We don't have time. I've made promises. So, I'll put it on Facebook if you guys want to watch it. There you go. I'll post it on my wall on Facebook, and you can go watch it there because it's a good video. But what I want to say is, Maybe tonight's the first time you've ever really thought about it. Maybe tonight's the first time you've really ever thought, I know, I can't deny that Jesus really existed. He really did exist. He really did say he was God over and over again. So, anyone else says that, they have to be one of two things. Telling the truth or lying. And if he was telling the truth, he said he's the only way. He's the only way. There is no other way. Jesus Christ is the only way. This is what he says. He says, confess me as your Lord. Make me your God. Not a God along with the other gods. I'm the only God. We're going to pray. Because I'm done. I told you guys I'd be done, and I'm already over. So we're going to pray because I'm done. I want to give people an opportunity. If they want to say to Jesus, I want you to be my God tonight. Because maybe that's you. Maybe tonight's the first night you've ever thought about it. So let's bow our heads. You know, traditional. We're in a church, head bowing, hand folded, wiggling. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I confess that you are my God. You are not a God. You are my God. You're the only God, and I love you, and I've put you first in my heart and in my life, and I made that a public declaration. I pray now that by your Spirit you would come among these people, that you would heal and restore and forgive, that you would bring grace. I ask that you move among us tonight. With your heads bowed, your eyes closed, I want to ask you this question. Is there anyone that wants to say right here, right now, I believe. I didn't believe before, but I believe now. I didn't know before, but I know now. I wasn't following before, but I want to follow now. If that's you, will you just lift your head quietly? Don't have to make a big scene. And look me in the eye. We give you glory. We give you praise and honor. And it's all for you. We pray together in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me see quickly. Tonight is a lot like what most nights will be. But we have this new thing that we're trying out. We're going to call it the Third Thursday thing. And at the Third Thursday thing, there's just going to be a little more fun. There's going to be a little more activity. There's going to be way less preaching. And there's just going to be more time to interact with other people. So every third Thursday in this place will be a third Thursday thing. Not this month, though. But starting in October, the third Thursday of October, the theme is superheroes. I know, what a fantastic idea. So if you want to be a part of this group, because we're family, then on the third Thursday in October, you have to show up with a superhero, some kind of superhero costume. Even if it's just a shirt with a superhero emblem on it, we'll let you in. But you got to have some kind of superhero thing going on, okay? I love you guys. God bless you. You are dismissed.